It only takes 72 hours for a sixth grade American public school student to read the whole Bible out loud. How long? How long is one normal football game? How about one basketball game? How long does that take? Hour. How about a soccer game? We have soccerists. 90 minutes. How long is a normal movie? Hour and a half, 2 hours. Have you ever thought about the fact that 72 hours is not very long, yet most people, I'm not going to ask you guys because I don't want to embarrass anybody. When I travel the country and the world, I usually say, how many of you, this is rhetorical now, that means don't answer. I say, how many of you have read the whole Bible through? Hold your hand up. And you know what? In a normal church, I'm not talking about a liberal, apostate, unbelieving, Christ-denying church. In most churches, maybe a fifth, that's 20%, have read the Bible. I say, that is really good. How many of you have read it twice? In fact, they say, stand up if you've read it once. Okay, all of you that have read it twice, remain standing. Everybody's out of sight by about the second to the third time. When I was 19 years old, I had only read the Bible once. You know why? Someone paid me $100 to read the Bible. They said, you can go to camp. We'll pay your $100 camp fee. That was a long time ago. It's probably more now. If you'll read the whole Bible. I sat down. I went to Hazlett Public Schools. I grabbed my Bible. I read it at lunch. I read it on every break. When they were having French fry fights in the lunchroom, I was reading my Bible. I had a little bit of ketchup in my Bible. And I just went through it. I got the whole Bible done very rapidly because it only takes how long? 72 hours. Have you ever thought about how much time you spend playing games? How much time you spend just checking everybody's postings, Instagramming everybody, snapping them, whatever you do? Have you ever thought about how you just like to veg and do nothing? You just have movie night, you know, and eat popcorn and watch, and 3 hours goes by? And yet, most people that are going to have a lifetime of ministry in the Word of God don't know the Bible. Do you know how you know the Bible? Spending time reading it. Reading it until you kind of feel, you know what's going on, and you can describe it. So it takes 72 hours to read the Bible. By the way, I got really hammered by that. I was 19 years old. I went to Bob Jones University. I sat in my first chapel, and this old-timer got up there, and he started speaking and teaching the Bible. And he actually was blind. His name was Silas Fox. He taught through the Bible backward because he didn't want the students to get bored. And so he would quote the verse, and he'd teach on it, quote the next one. He was backing up through 2 Corinthians, started in chapter 13, was backing through blind and knew it and was quoting it. And it was so fascinating. I mean, the chapels would just go by, like an hour went by, and I just was thinking, wow, I could sit all day. So I went up front, and you know, he's looking like this because he's blind. And I said, sir, and he went, and he looked toward where the voice was coming from. He said, yes. I said, how do you teach the Bible that way? And with his sightless eyes, he looked in my direction. He said, son, he said, until you've read the Bible through at least once for every year you are old, you will never be able to teach the Bible. How old was I? 19. How many times did I read the Bible? Yeah. I was already behind. I sat down that day, made a little chart of the 168 hours in a week, and I said, I'm going to plan to neglect everything that isn't important, and all my free time I'm going to start reading the Bible. And beginning that month, I began to read the Bible through once a month. I found 72 wasted hours in every month. I was taking 18 credit hours. I don't know how many hours this is, but I was in a university taking 18 credit hours, working full-time, paying my way through. I still had 72 wasted hours. And I read the Bible through once a month for that first year so that when I turned 20, I was on my 13th time through the Bible. When I turned 21, I was on my 25th time. When I turned 22, I was on my 37th time, and I never stopped until I actually got to 100 and, I don't know, 25 times through the New Testament and 105 through the Old, and I've slowed down to now only reading about once or twice a year. Let me ask you this. How much do you want to understand God? This is the portal to understanding God.